Good morning. My name is Reverend Randall Massengill. I'm the pastor at Lafayette First United Methodist Church. We are located at 301 South Main Street in Lafayette, Georgia. Our worship services are at 9 a.m. and 11 a.m. Thank you for giving us the opportunity to worship with you.
The scripture lesson for today is from the Gospel of Matthew, chapter 22, verses 15 to 22. Then the Pharisees went and plotted to entrap him in what he said. So they sent their disciples to him along with the Herodians, saying, "Teacher, we know that you are sincere and teach the way of God in accordance with the truth, and show us deference to no one, for you do not regard people with partiality. Tell us then what you think. Is it lawful to pay taxes to the emperor or not?" But Jesus, aware of their malice, said, "Why are you putting me to the test, you hypocrites? Show me the coin used for the tax." And they brought him a denarius. Then he said to them, "Whose head is this, and whose title?" They answered, "The emperor's." Then he said to them, "Give therefore to the emperor the things that are the emperor's, and to God the things that are God's." When they heard this, they were amazed, and they left him and went away. The word of God for the people of God. Thanks be to God.
May we pray. Wrap your arms around us this day, O Lord, and remind us to know that we are not alone, that you are with us. Regardless what we think, regardless what we feel, regardless what we hear, your promise is true. You're with us until the ends of the age. May we hold on to that from here to eternity. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Well, choir, you make worship fun. You make worship fun. Thank you so much for that wonderful rendition. What a beautiful song. Fighting the Battle of Jericho. I bet we all got some walls that need to be coming down. And you and I know that Jesus is the one who can make those walls come down, whatever those walls may be. Of course, that is unless you think Jesus is a wall and you want him to come down. And we find in our text today that we've got the Pharisees and the Herodians who sort of feel like that Jesus is building a wall. He's putting up some opposition, and you know the best way to get rid of a wall is to tear it down. And that's why Jesus came. He came to tear down walls to bring people together and not to build them up to keep us apart. The Pharisees and the Herodians, we're not really sure who the Herodians were. They just sort of show up. We're not too sure, though. You know, we hear the word Herod in their name. Herodians, are they a part of Herod's entourage? We don't really know. Were they pro-Rome? Well, we don't really know. They could be. Are they politically tied? Well, they could be. We know the Pharisees are pretty much for the Mosaic law, keeping it pure and all. So we find out that these two bodies of people may not always agree on what they like, but they definitely can agree on what they don't like. And one person they don't like that they can agree upon is Jesus. What's interesting is that they have a plan to entrap Jesus. Don't you like a good trap? Do you like a good trap? I mean, oh, come on, guys. You and I like a good trap. How many of us remember growing up with someone saying, "Smile, you're on"? You see, gotcha. Gotcha. How many of us grew up watching a cat named Jerry, Tom, chase a mouse named Jerry, trying to entrap that mouse? We love a good trap. Or what about that roadrunner, Wile E. Coyote? After that roadrunner got away just unbelievable. He could stand off of a cliff. And you know how he could do that? Do you remember what that sign used to say? Roadrunners don't believe in gravity. How many times did we cheer for the coyote? We thought, this time, This time, Wile E. Coyote will get that roadrunner. We love a trap. There's even been shows on the Food Network where there's been restaurant owners that have had ideas that maybe somebody was robbing them or something was going on, something was happening that was causing their bottom line not to be. So they set up cameras everywhere. Have you ever seen a show like that? And all of a sudden they start watching all of these cameras, and all of a sudden they discover who the person is. Gotcha. We like a good trap. I mean, that is as long as someone else is in it. We don't like a trap if we're the ones who get caught. What's interesting in the story is that the Pharisee or the Herodians don't even go themselves. They send their disciples. They send someone else. So as they go and send someone else to Jesus, they start out with an unconditional positive regard, as social psych would call it, and say something to him real nice to sort of let him know that they are on his side. Wink, wink, nudge, nudge. Teacher, notice they don't call him master. They don't call him Lord. They call him teacher, or another word would have been rabbi. We know that you are sincere. You know, when someone comes up to you and starts sweet-talking you, that might be a red flag. Maybe not. Could be. Maybe not. We know you are sincere and teach the way of God in accordance with the truth. See, they're lying through their teeth, aren't they? They don't believe Jesus is nothing of the kind. And shows differences to no one, for you do not regard people with partiality. In other words, he treats everybody alike. That's what they don't particularly care for concerning who Jesus is. He loves all persons. He doesn't distinguish between anyone. He loves us all the same. Red and yellow, black and white and brown, they are all precious in his sight, we sing. For you do not regard people with partiality. Tell us then what you think. What do you think, Jesus, about April the 15th? What do you think about April the 15th, Jesus? Should we pay our taxes? Of course, you know that's not really what this is about. It's not about paying your taxes. It's about entrapping Jesus. It's finding holes in who Jesus is. It's entrapping him. It's getting him to say something that they can use something against him. So they set up a trap. It's sort of like if someone asks you, have you stopped beating your dog? Well, have you? Have you stopped beating your dog? Of course, you'd say, well, wait a minute. When did I ever start? Right? You see, if I were to ask you, have you stopped beating your dog? You may go, well, if I say yes, that means I have. And if I say no, that means I continue. But I haven't even started. So how do you answer that question? It's a no-win question. So they try to entrap Jesus with it. But Jesus is the Son of God. And what he knows, if anything else, is the human heart. The brokenness. He knows our fear. He knows when we are afraid of him. He knows when we know that we're not sure what he's going to do with us. And we begin to be afraid. And we try to find a reason, maybe not to trust him, not to believe all the time, maybe to find a reason to doubt. You and I know how to diss someone. You and I know how to sow. If someone is gaining popularity, if someone's gaining people's respect, we know how to cut that, don't we? All we have to do is sow a word of doubt. We gain that in the book of Genesis. Remember what someone said about God? Hath God said? Are you sure he said that? Of course, Jesus knows what they're trying to do. So he asks them for a coin. they go and get him a coin. But notice that Jesus defines them. Notice what he calls them. He calls them a what? A hypocrite. Now, you and I know who goes to church, right? No? You never heard? You didn't hear that hypocrites go to church? You didn't know that? You know, I heard a bishop once say that somebody told him that the only people who go to church are hypocrites. And you know what this bishop said? I thought it was a great answer. He says, well, thank God at least they're in church. I thought that was a great answer. Don't you? I think that's a great answer. At least they know where to go. I like that answer. Jesus calls them a hypocrite. What does that mean? Well, since Halloween's coming around, this is a good word to talk about. A hypocrite is someone who wears a mask. Have you ever wore a mask? Have you ever come to church and you wear a mask? How are you? I'm great. How are you? I'm wonderful. Good to see you. Yes, everybody. I mean, I'm dying. But everything is so wonderful. Jesus is on the throne. God is good. You know, the church, you can't help it. And you just smile. You got a good mask. That's your Sunday mask. Sometimes it can be used through the week. But then there's people who know us. Who knows if that smile is really a frown. And if what we're really just trying to do is just fake it. You know, I believe Halloween isn't the only time people dress up and pretend to be something they're not. May I say that again? Halloween isn't the only time people dress up and pretend to be something they're not. One of our greatest fears is to be who we are in the presence of Jesus and actually believe He will love us as we are. I'll never forget when Simon Peter was in the boat with Jesus and they caught that huge amount of fish. And Simon Peter got a sense of who Jesus was. And do you remember what he said to him? He said, "Get away from me, Jesus, for I am a sinful man." And do you remember what Jesus said to Simon Peter? "Simon Peter, I can use you because you know who you are." That's why Jesus said to the Pharisees and the Sadducees and the chief priests and all that the prostitutes and the tax collectors will go into heaven before them because they know who they are and they know who they need. I wonder, brothers and sisters, if you and I feel free to take those masks off, those clothes of pretend, and just really be who we are. I wonder if you and me really believe that Jesus loves you and me in our good as well as in our bad. The world needs that message. It really needs to hear it. Of course, Jesus said to those who brought this question to him, "Give whatever belongs to Caesar." And of course, that coin had the emperor's name on it. So, and then Jesus said something very, very important. He said, "And give to the things that are God's, God." I come today to share with you who you belong to. I don't come to share something with you any Sunday that you don't know. I come to share with you something that you know, and that is you belong to God. Would you do something with me? Would you take your index finger and point to yourself and say, "I belong to God"? Look at your neighbor and say, "I belong to God. I belong to God." There are times when you and I may not believe that, because there's times you and I might behave a certain way or say certain things that maybe we didn't mean to say, or do certain things we didn't mean to do, and maybe we weren't thinking, or we were having a bad day, or we were sick, or whatever the case may be. But you and I need to always know that you and I belong to God. He has mine and your name written on the palm of His hand, and He's got you and me in the palm of His hand. There's a story told about a woman who had triplets. Albert, you and Delene might be able to identify with this. This mother prayed for a family, and she should have prayed for one baby at a time. But God gave her three at a time. Three boys. And whenever she went out and bought a toy, guess how many she bought? She bought three of the same kind. Well, there would be times whenever one would get a toy and one of the other children would say, "Give me back, that's my toy. Give me my toy back." And the mother was so calm, she would go over and say, "Turn that toy over and see whose name is written on the bottom." And they would turn the toy over, and if it wasn't their name, they would give it back to their sibling whose name it was. Many of us grew up watching Toy Story, or if not, we grew up watching it with our grandchildren over and over and over again. You remember Woody, don't you? You remember Woody. Who did Woody belong to? How do you know that he belonged to Andy?
He was on the bottom of his shoe.
Because Andy's name was on the bottom of his shoe, of his boot. And one day you will remember that Woody found out that he was part of a television show. And all of a sudden someone brought to his awareness that as Andy got older, Woody would become less and less a part of his life. And they talked Woody into leaving. And there was somebody who got them all in mint condition, and he took some paint. Do you remember? And he painted the bottom of Woody's shoe. Do you remember? Erasing Andy's name. And then there came a time in the movie where Woody rubbed that paint off of his boot. And Andy's name was there. Brothers and sisters, when we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. That shows His love for me and you. In the name of Jesus Christ, you are forgiven. The name that you have was pronounced over you when you were baptized. The names that are written on mine in your heart are those names that were pronounced when you were baptized. When whoever it was said to you, "I baptize you in the name of God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Spirit." Brothers and sisters, you belong to God. And be careful and watch that big black train. And you remember whose you are. Amen. May we pray. It is our desire, O Lord, never to forget who we are and whose we are. The name is written on our soul. It was pronounced in our baptism. We belong to the Father and to the Son and to the Holy Spirit. And when we are convinced of that, we will know, O Lord, that you do abide with us today, tomorrow, and forever. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
May the Lord go behind you to encourage you, beside you to befriend you, above you to watch over you, beneath you to lift you from your sorrows, within you to give you the gifts of faith, hope, and love, and always before you to show you the way. Amen.